Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa. It's Thursday, November 27th, and today is Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving warmly gathers family and friends from near and far to share a bountiful feast, create lasting memories, and express heartfelt gratitude for blessings big and small. So on behalf of all of us here at Sunny Mornings Media, have an amazing day and save me a slice of chocolate cream pie. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. This morning, it's looking clean with 1+ foot waves rolling in. Conditions stay clean through the morning, with heights bumping up to 1 to 2 feet by 8. Winds remain offshore at around 4 miles per hour until noon, then shift onshore at 2 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 11 a.m., with a 4-foot incoming mid-tide when the southwest swell is 1 feet at 16 seconds, and the offshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first low tide on Thursday will be 3.5 feet at 8 a.m., followed by a 4-foot high tide at 1:15. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start small on Friday with clean waves around 1 to 2 feet and light winds. Saturday sees a steady swell building to 2 to 3 feet, remaining clean early but becoming fair in the afternoon. Sunday maintains 2+ feet with fair conditions, but expect a slight increase in wind, making it the most consistent day of the period. This morning, it's partly sunny and it feels like 57 degrees with 10 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:45 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:39. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be sunny with a high near 65 and a light south-southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Patchy fog is possible overnight into Saturday morning, then Saturday and Sunday are partly sunny, with highs in the low 60s and patchy morning fog both days. Monday turns mostly sunny, with a high near 64 and mild nights in the low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts! This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Los Angeles Fire Department is requesting a budget of more than $1 billion for the coming year, emphasizing that this additional funding is crucial to prepare for wildfires like the devastating Palisades fire that occurred in January. This request includes provisions for 179 new recruits, a second wildfire crew, and helitanker services aimed at enhancing the city's firefighting capabilities. Fire Chief Jay Moore noted in a memo that operational improvements are necessary following the Palisades incident, which highlighted significant resource and staffing challenges. As the budget process begins, the outlook remains uncertain, with City Council approval still required and ongoing discussions about additional funding methods, including a proposed half-cent sales tax to support the fire department. Now on to sports. Thanksgiving weekend NFL games are often more than just a break from holiday feasts. Today and Friday, the matchups hold significant importance as teams compete for playoff positions. The first game features the Green Bay Packers, with a record of 7 wins, 3 losses, and 1 tie, facing the Detroit Lions, who have 7 wins and 4 losses. The Packers won their earlier encounter, limiting the Lions to only 13 points. The Kansas City Chiefs, with 6 wins and 5 losses, will take on the Dallas Cowboys, who have 5 wins, 5 losses, and 1 tie. Both teams are in desperate need of victories to stay in playoff contention. Meanwhile, the Cincinnati Bengals, with a record of 3 wins and 8 losses, face off against the Baltimore Ravens, who have 6 wins and 5 losses. The Ravens have won 5 straight games, while Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow returns from injury. Lastly, the Chicago Bears, with 8 wins and 3 losses, will challenge the Philadelphia Eagles, also with 8 wins and 3 losses, as both teams seek to prove their legitimacy. In local sports, Lincoln Riley and the University of Southern California are focused on their upcoming game against UCLA for many reasons. The rivalry game will take place at the Coliseum on Saturday at 4:30, airing on NBC. The Trojans, with an 8-win and 3-loss record, are looking to retain the victory bell in this historic matchup. Riley emphasized the importance of finishing strong and paving the road for future players, stating, "This team is very hungry and excited to play this game." He also expressed his desire to establish himself as a permanent part of the program's tradition. In top news, your body has a natural way of getting high, and it is not endorphins. The endocannabinoid system is found throughout the brain and body, playing a key role in everything from memory and learning to sleep and social behavior. The endocannabinoid system is present in all human beings, as well as in other mammals. It is a natural communication system that helps maintain balance. Discovered in 1990, the system responds to various chemicals, including tetrahydrocannabinol and cannabidiol. Endocannabinoids are natural neurotransmitters that activate the same receptors as tetrahydrocannabinol, but they do not produce a high. This system helps regulate vital bodily functions, such as mood, appetite, and immune response. In business news, many major stores, including Costco, Walmart, and Target, will be closed on Thanksgiving this year. However, some major chains will be open under modified hours. For example, Bass Pro Shops will open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., while Dollar Tree will operate from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. In contrast, Aldi, Best Buy, Costco, and Walmart will be closed. In crypto movement, Bitcoin never sleeps and is up 5% to about $91,000. Ethereum is up 3% to just over $3,000. And XRP is up 1% to $2.20. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. DJI, one of the world's largest drone manufacturers, is facing a full-scale ban in the United States, with a deadline of December 23, 2025, looming ahead. This ban is part of ongoing restrictions from the U.S. government, which has scrutinized DJI since 2017. Adam Welsh, DJI's head of global policy, stated, "This is about forcing the biggest manufacturer of drones out of the market." DJI holds a staggering 77% of the U.S. consumer drone market and approximately 70% globally. If the ban is enacted, It could disrupt industries like agriculture and emergency services that rely heavily on DJI products. And in entertainment news, streaming platform Netflix was down for about an hour for several users in the United States on Wednesday evening, coinciding with the release of the fifth and final season of its hit series, Stranger Things. There were less than 800 reports of the issue as of 8:45 p.m. Eastern Time, down from a peak of 14,290 incidents earlier in the day, according to Down Detector, which tracks outages using multiple sources. Some members briefly experienced an issue streaming on TV devices, but service recovered for all accounts within 5 minutes, Netflix said in an emailed response to Reuters. Netflix has ranked Stranger Things as its third most popular English-language series globally. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and humorist, Irma Bombeck. And she said, "Thanksgiving dinners take 18 hours to prepare. They are consumed in 12 minutes. Half times take 12 minutes. This is not coincidence." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.